Standing on the banks of the Rio Agua Negra, farmer Gilberto Quintana looks out in disbelief. There's no water in this river, and there hasn't been for months.
It's the first year I've ever seen it this bad. I've seen it where it stops for a little bit, then it comes back, but it didn't even start this year. It stayed dry, and it's been dry, and nothing's changing.
The riverbed is so dry, the ground is beginning to crack, and the smell of smoke from a nearby wildfire wafts through the air. The signs of severe drought are hard to miss here in Mora County, and with surface water supplies running dangerously low, residents are relying primarily on groundwater.
We didn't want to see our aquifers polluted, because if that becomes our only source of water, then we're really messed up.
And that reliance on clean water to both live and make a living spurred leaders of this small community in energy-rich northern New Mexico to pass the nation's first countywide ban on hydraulic fracturing. County Commission Chairman John Olivas estimates that about 95% of county residents support the ordinance.
What we have left is our well water and our aquifers, and when the industry is wanting to come in and do any type of fracking or oil and gas extraction, you know, I think it was up to us as the people, as the government, the leadership here in our community to go ahead and pass an ordinance.
Here you have a depressed economy with an opportunity to add a new dimension.
Energy economist Bernard Weinstein says the ordinance could deprive Mora County the possibility of high-paying jobs. With an unemployment rate more than double the state average, Weinstein says those jobs could help.
They create a lot of jobs and a lot of wealth and a fair amount of ancillary development. It's not just the oil and gas drilling and production. It's the housing that goes with it. It's the transportation. It's the retail. It's the trade. Everything that develops around an energy center.
New Mexico's oil and gas industry is already established. But right now, the low price of natural gas has kept many developers from moving into this section of the state. As prices increase, as industry experts are anticipating, the county could miss out on a significant amount of production.
We think that Mora County is foregoing what could be a tremendous positive long-term.
Wally Drangmeister is a spokesman for the New Mexico Oil and Gas Association.
They could be foregoing a great amount of production up there that would now be prevented.
He says the shale basin that sits below Mora County is significant. It's hard to know how much is beneath the ground, but Drangmeister says even if it amounts to just 1% of the state's natural gas supply, that could translate to almost 700 jobs. Drangmeister says he understands Mora County's concerns with groundwater contamination, and while he acknowledges that no industrial procedure is risk-free, he insists the process is safe.
The oil and gas industry is very concerned with water, and the processes that we've been using across the state for going on 50 years, 60 years now, have been very effective in protecting groundwater.
So far, there have been no documented cases of groundwater contamination from the act of fracking in New Mexico. But the waste from fracking is a different story. According to a state study, there were more than 400 cases of groundwater contamination between the mid-1980s and early 2000s because of the way fracking waste was stored. But Drangmeister says many of the sites used in that study had not been operational in decades and were not a good representation of the industry's current practices. Back on the banks of the Rio Agua Negra, farmer Gilberto Quintana says despite the economic repercussions, he's happy Mora County has taken a stand with its ban on fracking.
We're land rich, Mother Earth rich, and we don't want to be economically rich if it means we're going to destroy this land, and that's the sacrifice we'll take.
So far, the ban remains unchallenged by industry. However, it's uncertain whether the ordinance is strong enough to hold up in court. In Albuquerque, I'm Carrie Young.